You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Nestle wants to draw more spring water from its well in Osceola Township. And as the state of Michigan decides whether to say yes, there's a group with an especially large stake in that decision, Native American tribes with treaty rights to those waters. The tribes are represented by the group CORA. That stands for the Chippewa Ottawa Resource Authority. And here with us now is Mike Ripley, who's the environmental coordinator for CORA. Pleasure to welcome you to Stateside, Mike.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's good to be here.
Tell us what tribes CORA represents.
CORA represents five tribes that have treaty rights in the 1836 treaty area of Michigan. So those five tribes are, starting from the south, Little River Band of Ottawa Indians. In Traverse City, the Grand Traverse Band of Chippewa and Ottawa Indians. The Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians and Petoskey. And in the Upper Peninsula, the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians and the Bay Mills Indian Community.
And as you cited this treaty from 1836, we need to talk some history. So take us back and tell us about that treaty and what it entails.
Well, for many years in the 1800s, the United States wanted to sign a treaty to obtain the lands in Michigan so that Michigan could become a state. So in 1836, our ancestors signed a treaty with the United States that ceded a large chunk of land that eventually became Michigan in 1837. But our ancestors never signed away the rights for their children and grandchildren into the future to be able to hunt and fish and make a living in the traditional way that they had always done. So those treaty rights were preserved, and this is at the highest level in the United States, you know, at a constitutional level. When the United States signs treaties with foreign nations, that takes precedence.
And this area that we're talking about, where the Nestle plant is in Osceola Township, I take it is right there where this treaty covers.
Yes, our treaty goes as far south on the Lake Michigan side as the Grand River.
And up north to?
All the way over to Marquette in part of Lake Superior and down to Alpena in Lake Huron.
So tell us, Mike Ripley, what are the tribe's concerns with this request from Nestle? They're pumping 150 gallons a minute and they want permission to pump 400 gallons a minute.
At 400 gallons per minute, we believe that there will be significant impacts to the headwaters of that watershed, and which is a watershed of the Muskegon River. Right now, there are cold water streams that come out of those springs. There are wetlands in that area. Cold water fisheries include trout and other fish which need cold water. So when Nestle takes 400 gallons per minute, and if that affects the water levels in there and it becomes a warm water stream, then the cold water fisheries are destroyed. And also the wetlands are either destroyed or altered.
And there's no going back once that happens.
That's right.
And what kind of talks have you been able to have with the state?
We have met with the state and all the tribes in Michigan, not just the CORA tribes, but all 12 tribes have met with the state three times since the first of the year, first of 2017. So that's significant.
Yeah. Are you satisfied with the access you've been able to get to state DEQ officials?
We're satisfied with the access we've gotten to DEQ and the information that they've given us. Unfortunately, Nestle has not been forthright in giving the information that is needed by the state and the tribes to make a decision.
What kind of information?
Well, for one thing, real-time pumping data from that well. At one time, we understand in 2015 or 2016, the well was being pumped at a rate of 400 gallons per minute. So they should have information on how that has affected the groundwater levels in the vicinity of that well, and we have not been able to see that information.
Have you had a chance to have conversations with Nestle representatives at all?
No, we have not had any contact with Nestle.
Although you've tried?
Well, we haven't tried per se, but we've relied on the state to be the intermediary there.
Is that something that you might approach as a tactic to reach out directly to Nestle?
Well, I don't know what good that would do, really, because they've applied to the state of Michigan for a permit. So they should be giving the information to the state, and the state would give us that information then. You know, we're not the ones making the decision on this application. The state is.
And if the state grants permission and says yes to Nestle and lets it boost its water withdrawals, what would be next from your point of view?
Well, we would need to see how that's going to affect the wetlands. And, you know, we're just hoping that the state is going to make the right decision so that there's not any impacts to the groundwater, to the wetlands, and to the cold water streams of that watershed.
It is interesting that here we are sitting in 2017, Mike, talking about a treaty from 1836, and that it feels, does it feel like here you are still fighting the same kind of battles that that your ancestors fought?
Absolutely. And it's not so unusual to have a treaty from that long ago. The United States Constitution was put into place in 1790, and we're still using that in the United States, so mm-hmm. Not that unusual. But yes, we are still fighting those battles, and it took us a long time, over 100 years, to have those treaties even recognized. We had to go through a court process to do that, and now the court decided that we have those treaty rights, and we co-manage the resources with the state of Michigan and the federal government now.
So what are you waiting and watching for? What's next for CORA?
Well, obviously, we're waiting for the state to make a decision, but also before the state can make a decision, we're waiting for Nestle to give the necessary information.
Mike Ripley is the environmental coordinator for the Chippewa-Ottawa Resource Authority. Mike, thank you so much for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.